financial model for your business. So let's get cracking. There you go. You just created your first financial model. One popular opinion among investors is that they like to see businesses with a hockey stick growth. Another school of thought is that your projections should be realistic and achievable. Our advice to founders is to project numbers that you are comfortable with, because ultimately you have to take the ownership of achieving them. Also, do review your funding amount closely. It is not very often that a company has raised $10 million of funding with no or very little revenue. Now that your pitch deck and financial model are ready and you know how much to raise, it's time to approach the investors. Where do you find these investors and how do you approach them? We will answer these questions in our upcoming course on Financing Pathways. Welcome to the course on Understanding Term Sheets. An investment is guided by many terms and conditions. All these terms and clauses are included in a document called the term sheet. Simply put, a term sheet is a letter of intent that is typically extended by the investors. The purpose of a term sheet is to detail out all the rights, responsibilities, and obligations of both the founders and the investors. Term sheet is not legally binding and is open for negotiations and discussions. In this course, we will study all the terms included in a typical angel and venture capital investment term sheet. We will also discuss how to negotiate terms in order to safeguard your interest as the founder. Let us begin right away. Hold on. Term sheet is not legally binding.